Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Wolfberger from YAPC in Gezel Pasei Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights into the Daf Shir series. Today's Shir is on Brachos, Maseches Brachos, Daf Gimel. It's going to be covering the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. And the topic is the power of a Yehi Shmei Rabbah. The Gemara starts, brings it into this discussion, actually comes in a little tangentially with a story that's brought in the Gemara in a Braisa. I'm going to be reading most of the story, but skipping a couple of parts to get to the main part of this year. The Braisa starts, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, it was taught Rabbi Yossi said, Pamachas hayisi mahalech baderech, I was once walking on the road, v'nichnasti lechurba achas, and they entered one of the ruins, mechurvos Yerushalayim, of the ruins of Yerushalayim, of course, this must have been post Churban. This Paliel, he went in there to daven. Bali Elio Zachur Latov B'Sharmer Li Ala Pesach. He had a very special guest, that Elio Navi came and guarded him while he was by the door to protect him. And the Farshim say that this was not an unusual circumstance that Elio Navi appeared to Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara continues and says, V'him Tiliyat Shesiyamti Tfilasi. And he waited for me until I finished my tefillah. The Gemara goes on to say that Eliyahu HaNavi gave Rabbi Yossi Musar for going off the road and davening in a churva. The Gemara later on will explain what's wrong with entering a churva. That's not the subject of our discussion. But Rabbi Yossi continues and says, I learned at that point three things from Eliyahu HaNavi from him. Lamarati, I learned, one, she'enich nasim l'churva. You don't go into a churva, and again, that's discussed on Gilmol Mebeis. Two, lamati shemispalim baderech, that you're allowed to daven on the road. There's no problem. And three, v'lamati shemispalim baderech, mispalo tefila kitzara, you can daven a short tefila. Both Rashi and Tosa say this is speaking about the tefila of Havineinu, the Me'ein Shemona Esrei, the abridged Shemona Esrei, which one actually fulfills his obligation with. And that's something that was discussed later on in the fourth parak. The Amrali, and Eliyahu HaNavi continued with Rabbi Yossi and said, Bini, makol shemata b'churva zo, what did you hear when you were in this churva? So apparently it wasn't just there to daven, but when he was there, Rabbi Yossi also heard something. So v'amarti lo, and I said to him, shemati baskol sheminahemes kiyona, I heard a heavenly echo that was crying out like a dove, v'omeris, and it's saying, oili levanim, woe is to the children, shababan oseihem, that through their sins, hecharafti asbesi, had destroyed my house, v'serafti asecholi, and I burnt my temple, v'iglisim levena umos, and I exiled them amongst the nations. The Amar Li and Eliyahu HaNavi said back to Rabbi Yossi, Chayecha v'chayei roshecha, I swear to you, Lo shazo bilvado mereskach, this bas kol doesn't only appear at that particular time. This isn't the only time to hear this bas kol. Ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pa'amim mereskach, it also is three times during the day. V'lo zos bilvado, not only this set times. Ela b'shash Yisrael nechnas l'mavati chenesios l'vati midrashos, whenever Klal Yisrael enter a shul or enter a beis medrash, the onim yehi shmei hagodol mevorach, that his great name should be blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mananeos Rosh Hashem nods his head, v'yomer, and he says, Ashri ha-melech shemekalsin oso b'deiso, fortune is the king that his subjects praise him in his home, in his palace. Malo la'av shehiglo asbanav, woe is it to the father who exiled his sons, v'oilahem labanim, and woe is to the children, shegolim al shulchan avihim. The Nemuka Yosef says that this declaration, when Hashem is nodding his head, he's p'viyachol nodding his head in sadness. I mean, obviously Hashem doesn't have a goof, doesn't have a body, but it's an expression of sadness. When Hashem hears these words, Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevorach. What about it? What is it about these words that facilitate a reaction of sadness? And what is this? These words, what is the connection of these words to the bas kol that Rabbi Yossi heard? What does Yehi Shmei Rabbah have to do with what was that we're in Golos? So let's first look at these words to get some type of an indication. Tosos brings down a shita from the Machzor Vidri, who explains these words, which we actually say as Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach V'Olam Ul'Me'el Maya. The Machzor Vidri says that these words actually constitute two separate tefillos. The first is Yehi Shmei Rabbah, your name shall be great. Now if you look at the word Shmei, you can see that it's really a compound words made up of two words, Shem and Yod-Heh, which we always pronounce as Ka. The words then mean that the name of Ka shall be great. What is this referring to? Why should we think that the name of Ka is not great? After all, Ka is the name of Hashem, which is always great. So we say that this refers to the idea that we find at the end of Parashas Bishalach. Torah tells us at the end of the war with Amalek, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochel swears and makes a promise and says, Ki yad al kizka, the hand of God is on my hand. There's a hand raised by the hand, by this chair of God. Milchamal Hashem ba'amalek midor dor, that there will always be a generation war between the Jewish people and Amalek. Now, it is very rare that you find the name of Hashem in the Torah formulated as Ka. It is usually written out in full, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is the significance of this Ka? So Rashi in Chumash says, Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem swears, Shein Shemo Shalim, his name is not complete, Vein Kiso Shalim, and his throne is not complete, Achi Yimachi Shemo Shal Amalek Kulu. My name in this world is not complete, and my chair is not complete until the destruction of Malik. And this is what the Torah then refers to with the name Ka. So continues the Machzor Vitri. This is the first part of the tefillah, asking that Hashem's name will be complete. Meaning, with the destruction of evil, all will recognize the greatness of Hashem, Jew and non-Jew alike. The Machzor Vitri says, the words of the Olam, Bevorach, the Olam, Olmei Olmaya, are a second tefillah that Hashem's complete name will be achieved during the times of the Geula and remain there forever. The name shall be blessed forever. Tosos agrees with this approach, not necessarily on a hashkafic level. He agrees with the concept that Hashem's name is not complete in this world when there's Russia around, or meaning that Hashem's not complete, but the realization of Hashem's name being complete, the recognition of Hashem's name is not complete. However, Tosos says on a linguistic level, first of all, you can't say this is the pshat, because the Gemara translates the words, Yehesh me Rabba Mevorach as Yehesh me Hagadol Mevorach, that the word Rabba is not a request, but rather it's modifying the word Shemei, meaning not that the name of Hashem should be great, but Hashem's great name should be continued to be blessed. And therefore, Tosfos goes on to say that Yehishmei Rabba Mevorach is only one tefillah, which is that latter part, that Hashem's name should be blessed. Now, while the concepts are pretty much the same, we can suggest a different approach between the Machzor Vitri and Tosfos to how we relate to Golus. In doing this, refer to a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer that's quoted in Parashas Vayera. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer in Parashas Vayera says, Vayishma Elokim al kol hanar, that when Yishmael died, Hashem listened to the voice. And the Pirkei de Elezer says that Yishmael's tefillah was a very unique tefillah for the time. He wasn't the first person to pray. Avram prayed, Noach prayed, but in their tefillahs, they were praying to be saved. Yishmael's tefillah was of a little bit of a different formulation. Yishmael's tefillah was, Hashem, please bring me water to drink, but if you don't, I accept it as your will that I'll die of thirst. What we're doing is, you're acknowledging your situation as not being great, but you are putting it at Tzidduk HaDin type approach, saying, we accept Hashem, we accept the matzav as it is, and we realize that you are in charge, and whatever it's going to be, we're going to live with it, and we're going to accept it. And one can infer from Tosos that this is the approach one should take during Golos. It's a Tzidduk HaDin type approach. This is the situation. We accept Hashem's greatness and complete rule of the world, even if it's hidden. We daven that Hashem's constant hashgacha should be with us. The Machzor Vitri, though, is suggesting a different approach. One should look at the situation and say, of course we accept it, because we're a maminim. But we're asking Hashem change it right away, so we can all benefit from the Gilui Shekhinah that will be when Hashem's name is perceived to be as complete by all. And that will happen when the destruction of Rishus in the world. What's the nafka mina between the two? So it's understood from the Magen Avraham and Siman Nun Alvav as to where do you pause when you say the words Yehishme Rabba. According to the Magen Avraham, we say Yehishme Rabba Kama Mivorach Liolam Ol Me'al Maya. After all, Yehishme Rabba is one bakasha, Mivorach Liolam Ol Me'al Maya is a second bakasha. According to Tosfos, since it's one tefillah, one would say Yehishme Rabba Mivorach. And that, in fact, is the psak of the Rambam. As it says, Yishtachavin b'aniyas hakadish, v'lo yafsik bin yehishmi rabba l'mevorach, that one should not make a hefsek or a pause between the words shmei rabba and mevorach. Okay, telling you that shmei rabba, that rabba is modifying shmei and not as an actual tefillah on shmei. Let's take kadish one step further. The Tosfos on Daf Gimel continues and explains why kadish is in Aramaic. Tosfos says, Ela nira k'damrina b'sof sota, ein olam miskayim ela asidra de kedushasa, the world exists zechus of the kaddish that said after the kedusha that said in Uval Etzion, vayehishmi rabba the basar agadata, and after the yehishmi and zechus of the yehishmi rabba that said after the shiur agadata, sheiruguli lomar kaddish achar hadrasha, that they would say kaddish after drushas vayushama meharatzos, and the amaratz and ignorant people there. They didn't understand Hebrew, so therefore they said it lachach tiknu b'loshim targum. They explained it. They said it in targum, which is the vernacular. So you akol mevinim shizayel shonam. So we see that there's a tremendous benefit to the Kaddish. The Rav explains that Tosas chooses the words carefully, in contrast to the Rambam and Rashi, which have a little bit of a different language as to what exactly the Kaddish is on. But the way that Tosas is explaining it, it says that this Kaddish is said by the basic Jew. It's said that the basic Jew, one is all learned, and only learning he gets is the Agadah Tashir, the more unsophisticated but full of meaning things that he hears from other people on Shabbos. And when he daven's with feeling, those words, Hashem with everything, I accept that your name is great and I ask for it to remain forever, this is a concept we make accessible for all. Now we can understand the connection between Kaddish and the Bas Kol. Rabbi Yossi of the Bas Kol crying out, that Hashem has said that we're in a matzav of golus. The Mefarshim add that the change from a Aryeh in the beginning at night to Yonah over here at the end of the Gemara highlight the idea that Klal Yisrael and Nimshal Kuyona. When we say Yehishmi Rabbah, we're also acknowledging we are sad for our matzav, accepting of it, and working to a future where we look forward to seeing Hashem's name revealed and made known to all. Kol Tov, have a wonderful